This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Light Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study here, studying the book of Jeremiah, which I hope you're enjoying this. It's been a good study, and we're learning every single day, and I hope you are too, because we've been through this book maybe 10, 20 times before, and I think that it's just expands. Have you noticed that the Word of God expands every single time? I believe it does. And if we just realize that, it expands. Because the Word of God is far beyond our knowledge. It's a supernatural knowledge, and it's a supernatural power of God to relay and communicate with each and every one of us. Let's begin with verse 1, the word of which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Hear the words of this covenant, and speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, cursed is the man who does not heed the words of this covenant." Now, this is very important that we get this. There is a curse on the man already. Now, we think that we've learned it all. I want you to realize something here. There is a covenant that God has made with the old covenant, in the old covenant, with the Israelis, with the Jews. And we always kind of let ourselves fall into this same covenant. You know, you ever notice that? Each preacher, minister, seems to drag each and every one of us into the old covenant. Well, that's all good and well. But they never will tell you, "Oh, we're blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed come, you know, and everything we put our hands to is blessed." But you'll never hear this particular verse or anyone like it. "Cursed is the man who does not heed the words of this covenant, which I commanded your forefathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt, from the iron furnace, saying, Listen to me, listen to my voice, and do according to all which I command you, so you shall be my people, and I will be your God." There it is. There it is. Do according to all. That was the stipulation on being blessed going in, blessed coming out. Blessed in the morning, blessed in the evening. You know, we all love to hear the blessings, but it is a stipulation. There is something that God is asking for, and that is first to hear it, to listen, and to heed every word in the covenant. Listen to my voice first. Do according to all which I command you, so that you shall be my people and I'll be your God, in order to confirm the oath which I swore to your forefathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then I said, Amen, O Lord. And the Lord said to me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear the words of this covenant and do them. For I solemnly warned your fathers in the day that I brought them up from the land of Egypt, even to this day, warning persistently, saying, Listen to my voice. Tell me something. Has God changed? Has God changed? No. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus says the same thing. Listen to my voice. My sheep hear my voice. And another, they will run from. They will run from the voice of Satan. They will not hear the voice of the devil. They will not hear another. They will flee away. They will only hear the voice of me, Jesus says. My sheep hear my voice. They listen and obey. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but walked each one in the stubbornness of his evil heart. Therefore I brought them all the words of this covenant which I commanded them to do, but they did not. Then the Lord said to me, a conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. We just think, you know, we look at these blessings and these things, and we think, oh, they had more blessings in the old covenant than they did in the new. Let me tell you something. Nobody lived up to the old covenant. Nobody. Nobody. Not one person lived up to the old covenant. Not one person partook of those blessings in the magnitude that God wanted to give them. Why? Because man was incapable of living up. Man was incapable of living up. That's why Christ came and took on our penalty. And when he said it's finished, it's finished. But now we have to believe it. Now we have to believe it. Takes faith. Faith is hard. How many of you know that? Faith is hard. It's hard to believe. When you got the devil pounding on your door, pounding on your flesh, pounding on everything that you have, faith is hard. Faith is difficult, very difficult. Why? Because you got an adversary who goes about seeking whom he may devour, whom you have to resist. Steadfast in the faith. You have to resist him steadfast in the faith. That's what your weapon. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Do you do that? Do you bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Ask yourself that. Paul did. Paul asked himself. He says, let every man ask himself if he really believes, or if he's a reprobate. Paul the Apostle said that. They did not obey or incline their ear, but walked each one of them in the stubbornness of his evil heart. Therefore, I brought them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did not. Then the Lord said to me, a conspiracy has been found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities of their ancestors, who refused to hear my words, and they have gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their father. You know, in order to break this new covenant, you stop believing. You don't believe. Who's my false god Brother Hansen, I don't have any false gods. Oh, yeah? There's so many today, my friends, who have taken on Charles Darwin as their God. They have taken on Charles Darwin as their God. They've taken on the sun god. They've taken on the cult god. There's a cult god for every Tom, Dick, and Harry out there. There's a cult god. Whether it be Mormonism, whatever. There is a cult god out there. Jehovah's Witness. They don't serve the same Jesus you do. Face it. Christ is God. He's not an angel. He's not the spirit brother of Lucifer. He's not a created being. Every cult, virtually every cult, and false teachings, and false religions teach that Christ's deity is down the tubes. He's not divine. He's not God. He's a created being. That's what they teach. Every single cult will teach that. Usually, that's the first thing you look for. Who's their Christ? Who's their Jesus? Chances are he is a created being, an angel of some sort, and their prophet or their main head honcho in New York, or whether he's in Salt Lake City, is the prophet, is the know-it-all. He's the restorer of the religion. He's the restorer, not Christ. Christ is not the restorer of the faith. Their so-called religion is the restorer of the faith. This is the evidence of a cult. Face it now or face it later. I'm telling you the truth, whether you believe it or you don't. Their Christ is always some created being or an angel or spirit brother of Lucifer or mostly an angel, and same thing, spirit brother of Lucifer. It's all a created being. Their Christ is not the same Christ spoken of in the book of Hebrews in chapter 1, where thy God, thy word, God calls Jesus God. God calls Jesus God. You say, oh, Brother Hanson, what is he doing speaking to himself? There's only one God. Oh, yeah, that's true. If I knew how to explain the triunity, I'd be God. But I don't. God is a triunity. If I could explain it, I'd be God. These people that proclaim that they know how to explain the Trinity, they don't know. They don't know what they're talking about either. It's a complex situation, any way you look at it. God in his eternal state couldn't die. He had to become a man. You can't kill God, the Creator. But God had to do it himself. Had to become, humble himself as a man, and face the cross unto death. And then God himself, the spirit man, God, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Comes along and speaks to Jesus, thy throne, O God, is forever. Thy throne, O God, is forever. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to realize, unless we're born again and we believe this word, will not have eternal life. Come into our hearts right now. Come into our lives. Let us be forgiven. Cleanse us. Cover us with your blood and let us be born again. In Jesus' name, thank you. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved. God.